Hello, friends, and welcome to Let the Bible Speak. It's a pleasure to have you in our listening audience, and we hope that you will enjoy the teaching and the singing on the program today. Today, for a little while, I want to speak about the coming judgment. But before we speak along the line of this topic, we're going to have a song by the chorus, and they're singing, "My Hope is Built Upon the Solid Rock."
My faith is built upon the rock, Christ Jesus,
Christ Jesus.
Securely bound to His unchanging word.
To His word.
From every raging storm of life He frees me, and with His arms of love He undergirds, My faith is truly built upon the rock.
This whole
life may ever fall.
I'll keep holding to His best
hand,
Let the rains of sorrow fall,
let the winds of doubt assail,
let the floods of trouble drown the land.
My faith
is truly built,
built
upon the rock.
I know this rock will never, never fail.
My faith is truly
built,
built upon the rock,
and I know
that it will always stand,
My sea of this soul of life may ever, ever fall.
I'll keep
holding to His
mystery's
hand,
Let the rains of sorrow fall,
let the winds of doubt
assail, let the floods of trouble drown the land.
My
faith is truly built,
upon
the rock,
and I know
that it will always stand,
The things that are in the New Testament now will be there at the judgment. The Bible tells us that we shall be judged according to what is written. In the 14th chapter of Romans, the Apostle Paul said, "But why dost thou judge thy brother, or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For as it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." That's in verses 10 through 12 of Romans 14. Again, in 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, the Apostle Paul said, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Are we ready for that judgment? Have we learned the will of the Lord, and have we reduced that law to action in our lives? It is written, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," Mark 16:16. Ladies and gentlemen, that is stood on the pages of the New Testament always, since the beginning of the Great Commission. And let me say today to you, friendly sinner, you may be dead tomorrow, but this passage will be in the New Testament after you are gone. And after you have slept the long sleep of death and come up in the judgment, it will still be there. Suppose while you're in the flesh, you do not obey this command of the Lord. Let me ask, what chance do you think you will have at the judgment? Do you suppose that Christ will change the law at the judgment? No, my friends, it will stand. We shall be judged by it. And there may be preachers who will scoff at it now, but when they stand before the head of the church at the judgment, they will not scoff then. It is also written in Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33, and also in Romans 10, 9 and 10, and in other places that we should confess Christ. This confession should be made, of course, at every opportunity. We may not make it, but whether we do or not, the command stands. It has stood ever since Christ was on earth. We may deny him by our lives and by our words today, but before the sun comes over the eastern hills in the morning, we may be cold in death. Our lips are stilled. It is too late to confess him now. However, the old book will read the same. It will read the same at the judgment. There we shall have to confess to God. And then it will be eternally too late for the good confession to avail us anything. Are we ready for the judgment on this scale? And time after time it is written that men must repent of their sins. Jesus said the ones who do not repent will perish, Luke 13, 3 and 5. Have we repented of every sin which we have committed? Now, baptism will wash away sins that have been repented of. The Christian must repent of his sins and pray God for forgiveness. We may refuse to repent, but that does not change the law of Christ one whit. My friend, it will read the same at the judgment. You may abuse your brother here. You may speak all manner of evil against him falsely, but those sins will face you at the judgment. May I plead with you today to repent of those sins before you go the way of all the earth, because you will repent of them at the judgment seat of Christ, but then it will be too late. While eternity rolls on and you are lost forever, you will remember those sins that kept you out of heaven. It is also written that we must be baptized to be saved. We cannot have our sins forgiven short of a burial in water. Now, the human creeds say that we can, but the New Testament does not say it. On the birthday of the church, believers were told to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. Now, to be baptized for the remission of sins does not mean to be baptized because your sins have been forgiven. You may have been baptized, but maybe you have been taught that you were saved already before you were baptized. Well, friends, the book does not read that way. It will not read that way at the judgment. And if your faith was wrong when you were baptized, you'd better be baptized with an intelligent understanding of the faith. Maybe when you were baptized, you thought that one church is just as good as another. But the book does not read that way. It won't read that way at the judgment. And you had better be baptized for the purpose of getting into the body of Christ, according to Romans 6, 3 through 5, 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, and Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27. And then maybe you were taught that sprinkling and pouring are baptism. They're not 42nd cousins to baptism. Read the book. Remember, it will read the same way at the judgment that it does now. Now, there's just one intelligent thing to do, and that is to line up with the teaching of the book now, and then we will be sure that we're in line with it at the judgment. Christians are also taught to assemble regularly to worship God. Acts 2:42, Acts 20 and 7. Brother, have you always done that? Are you doing it now? When you neglect to meet for worship, the book does not change because you refuse to obey it. The Bible tells us not to forsake the assembly, Hebrews 10 and 25. And when the Lord opens the book at the judgment, it will read the same. Are we ready for the judgment on this basis? Were you around the Lord's table every time it was possible for you to be there? Did you miss to go fishing or entertaining or to go visiting or to go about your daily labor? You'd better do some serious thinking because the judgment is coming. It is also written that every Christian is to give as he is prospered, 2 Corinthians 8 and 7, and 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. Many refuse to do this. It's still in the book. We may go around with the Lord's money in our pockets and use it to satisfy the lusts of the flesh, but that does not change the teaching of the Word of God one whit. While time shall last, it will remain on the sacred pages of the New Testament. When we stand at the judgment, it will read exactly as it does now. Are you ready for the judgment on this score? We shall also be judged on the basis of our living. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6:9, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Now we better scan that list again. Folks who do such things are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. They may be preachers, elders, or deacons on earth, but the judgment is coming, and such people are not going to heaven. Remember this quotation because it will face us at the judgment. The New Testament also teaches purity of life, purity of thought, purity of word, purity of doctrine, and without this purity, we can't pass the judgment test. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God," Matthew 5:8. Paul wrote to Titus, "In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned," Titus 2:7-8. The members of the church should be a pattern of good works. We should be grave and sincere. Probably there is too much levity among us, too much foolish talking, too much jesting. Our speech is to be sound. Are we ready for the judgment along these lines? Widows and orphans are to be cared for. This is a part of pure religion. The Lord never meant to turn this over to some organization. It's the work of the church, that is, the members of the church. So let us not dodge the responsibility. Now, what I'm trying to impress in the lesson is that all of these things will be in the book at the judgment. We will be judged by them. If we're not practicing them here, then we're not ready for the judgment. The Bible tells us that some will be on the left and some will be on the right hand of Jesus at the judgment. Those on the right are going to be the ones that did the right things. Those on the left will be the ones that did the wrong things or did nothing. According to Matthew 25:31-46, the ones on the left shall be sent to everlasting punishment, which the Bible says is prepared for the devil and his angels. Well, let us prepare for that which is inevitable, and the judgment is inevitable. I'd like to take this opportunity today to welcome you to the services of the Church of Christ. The purpose of the church is to prepare the soul for spending an eternity with Christ. The church's responsibility is to preach the gospel, and that's what we believe in doing at the Hay Street Church of Christ. We'll be meeting this morning at 10 o'clock at the corner of Hay Street and Springfield Road, this evening at 7 and Wednesday evening at 7. Also, we would like to mention the Church of Christ at Lee Summit, located 10 miles west of Lebanon on Highway 32. Services this morning at 10:30 and this afternoon at 3 p.m. Evangelist Jimmy Smith of Harrison, Arkansas is going to be doing the preaching at this morning's service and also this evening at 3. We encourage you to go out to these services and to hear him. Remember also the Wednesday evening service at Lee Summit at 7:30 each week. We would remind you of the telecast with Irvin Barnes each Sunday morning on Channel 27 at 8:30 and Let the Bible Speak with your speaker this morning on Channel 13 KRCG-TV each Sunday morning at 7:30. Until the next time we meet, friends, this is Johnny Elmore reminding you that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, believing it to be the power of God unto salvation.